I know you're a short week. I know this. But I'm gonna get you hard today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
There is no Cowboys offseason. We talk about the Cowboys 52 weeks a year on Sports Radio 96.7 at 1310 The Ticket.
Could Cypress Hill pull this off?
It's not Cypress Hill.
It's definitely not Cypress Hill.
Oh, who did this song?
House of Pain.
House of Pain. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought you were hip. Cool Snake.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yo, yo, yo.
Totally exposed as a fraud.
Yo, yo, what's up? All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
We've tried to do Friday Fun.
I'm so sorry.
For three segments in a row because George is like, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Diva finally
baby, I'll be
showed
there.
Up.
He's calling us baby. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Don't worry, baby. I'll be
Holy
there.
Holy crap, baby. Holy crap, baby.
And then all we hear is noodling up there on stage for 38 minutes straight.
Well,
yeah, I think my E's a little low. Can you give me 10 minutes to turn it a quarter millimeter?
No one said that. We just want to hear ourselves.
Yeah, that snare is not popping. I need to get a whole new drum kit. Give me 20 minutes.
Hey, I think I just wrote a new song. Let's work it out right now.
Sorry. I know. It took longer than I thought. We were supposed to be 5:30.
Right.
And then.
Well, no. Most sound checks typically are longer than the actual set. So that's cool. That's totally cool. We're all cool with it, man. No worries whatsoever.
Okay, well, good.
No.
As long as everybody's cool, we're good.
All right, we're live from Macho Self Storage.
We're on the radio
jam.
Now, George.
Oh, we're on? Oh,
we're on.
In 3, 2, 1.
No, we're on.
Live at the Longhorn Ballroom, the legendary Longhorn Ballroom, which sat dormant for a good spell before the good folks, sponsored by?
MoneyPenny.com and Texas Live.
Thanks, Ham. Until the good people from, was it the Kessler people that originally launched
Edwin,
into this?
Edwin and Jeffrey put all this together. And
have you been to the outdoor venue yet?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Randy Rogers, who played last year's Jub Jam, was the first one to play it.
Yeah.
He opened it, and it's great. My dream is someday to do a Jub Jam festival using that and this.
You could just use that.
Or just use that.
I mean, that place is unbelievable.
But you could utilize this for, like, I don't know, acoustic sets or something, you know?
Yeah, you could. Just bouncing back and forth.
Shows that people don't care about.
Oh, man, Dave.
I'm sorry.
How do you do this, Bob?
Well, I, every day, just find the strength.
No, I've been to a show. In fact, we played a show in Fort Worth that was outdoor, but then between sets, there would be an acoustic set going inside Billy Bob's.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've been to those functions out there too. Yeah, that's a cool scene.
Something like that.
But. Yeah, you could. But I'm telling, like, I mean, they get big acts to play there too. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Randy, but like Mountain Joy just played there. They're big. That's a big band.
Yeah.
And I imagine people are like that. They show up there, they get off the bus, and are like, "Where am I?
I know.
Are we in Dallas?"
Isn't it cool when you drive up to the Longhorn and it's like driving back in time? I mean, that front facade looks about the same as it did in 1967.
Have they had to redo that at all? That sign?
I don't know. It looks really retro. And then once you get in, the sound in here is great. That back wall behind the stage, right behind where we're broadcasting right now, the history on that wall.
Oh my God.
Is just incredible.
Well, and you know, famously, I don't know when this place was actually built in the 50s?
40s, probably.
Yeah. Jack Ruby was a big part of it. He was running the club for a while.
Yeah.
But just to have, when Dallas was kind of a nothing one-horse town, to have, I don't know if it was proper vision at the time, because I do think people probably in that era were like, wait, you built something where? And what did the roads look like coming out here? Because there was nothing.
Tulane.
There was nothing north of Highland Park until the, 60s, 70s?
Yeah. My parents
and
actually.
South, this had to have been the furthest southern outpost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Directly from downtown that there was.
Do you think the cops have ever been called here?
A few times. Yeah. They've had to break up a few fights here over the years.
Did the Two Live Crew have a big thing here?
Yeah, they did.
I think so. Yeah. Sex Pistols. I mean.
Did Two Live Crew not
get to play? But with cops, right?
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't get to play. There's some big thing here.
Let me see what I can find.
Sex Pistols is the biggest one because there were.
Somebody threw a bottle that
at Sid Vicious.
Broke Sid Vicious's nose or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's crazy.
Looks like we had a big Charlie Pride 66, Two Live Crew 1990.
Did Charlie Pride open for Two Live Crew?
Sex Pistols 1978.
By the way, our fiddle player tonight, Reggie Roofer, used to play with Charlie Pride.
Did he really?
For like 7 years, yeah.
But not Two Live Crew?
No, he did not play with Two Live Crew.
Did they have a pretty big horn and fiddle section?
July of 1990, the hip-hop group Two Live Crew was scheduled to perform at the Longhorn Ballroom. After discovering they weren't going to be paid the full agreed-upon fee, the group refused to take the stage. Angered fans began to riot and destroy the venue. Dallas police were called to the scene. However, officers waited outside and moved in slowly, citing that crowd control was, quote, by arrangement, and they were trying to prevent a larger escalation.
I think my parents were somehow aware of that.
Were they at the Two Live Crew show?
Yeah,
Your parents never missed, right?
You're not at the Two Live Crew show, are you?
There was that question. Or you didn't go to that last night, did you? I hear it was a mess over there. No, Mom, I didn't go to Two Live Crew. It's like
she didn't want to see Me So Horny live.
Yeah. Did you stick around for Me So Horny?
Was that their encore?
I love that song. Bob's, he had a funny story about his mom, how if there is a like severe thunderstorm in the state of Texas.
I heard him say that.
Yeah, she'll call and
be
like,
El Paso.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Everything okay down there? The wind's like blowing pretty hard.
Just making sure everything's fine.
Right. My mom, especially in college when things were just a little bit too loose in my life.
You're getting your name in the paper.
Maybe that had something to do with it. When you get arrested for an illegal gambling ring, your parents don't seem to trust you as much.
That was your Sorsby phase.
I was in the front of
Sorsby phase. Corby had to go to the supplemental draft.
That's when Corby hit the portal to North Texas after that.
Do you understand how dumb you have to be? I don't care if your frontal lobe is not all developed or not. To walk into a bar, with blackjack tables in Fort Worth and be like, yeah, sure, hell, I'll play. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Fun.
Turned into a 21 Jump Street.
And I was so excited, too, because that night.
I love blackjack.
I was working as a waiter, and I killed it that night. Like, I had like $100 or something in my pocket cash. I'm like, let's turn this into two.
Oh,
like,
God.
Right now,
easy.
Let's go. And I threw two $5 bills on the table. Hey, dollar bill?
$5 bill here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But I threw two.
All right, I'm sorry.
Threw two fives on the table, and they deal me my hand. And I will never forget this because I grabbed my cards, and I had a 10 and a king. And I'm like, let's effing
about to
go.
Win.
And then the jukebox stopped. Like, I was like, turn it back on, let's go. But as I'm yelling at someone to turn the jukebox on, I hear the cocking of a shotgun that is trained on my back, and someone yell, everybody freeze.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is a true story, guys.
Fort Worth police.
It's in the paper.
Well, and it was that the Velcro strip on the back of their coats was unpeeled, and it said the gambling commission.
Vice
I can't remember who controls that, but it was the scariest thing ever, and I was like, oh, my God. And so they're like, nobody move, you know? And I'm kind of looking around, and the lights come on and all that, and I was like, all right, I can get out of this. Just take two steps to your right away from the table. And so I take like a mini step, and then another mini step, and then I feel the gun on my shoulder, the barrel, and the cop goes, not another effing step.
Okay.
Like, well.
Is that when you could make
your shoulder separate
to get out of the handcuffs?
I just threw down a 20. Can I just collect my
That's the other winnings? Thing. I'm like, bro, I was just getting ready to win my money.
God, well, awesome. I can't think of a better way to promote Jub Jam with that. That is what I'm talking about.
Do you have blackjack tables out there? Because that'd be cool.
Yeah, double or nothing for the senior source.
Are you planning any?
Yeah, you throw one hand, all or nothing, on everything that's
raised.
Remember,
didn't you guys used to talk Norm into doing that? take the earnings from the Wilmathon
and put it all on Golden State.
Or the wild card game or whatever was on that
22-point line. It's perfect.
And everybody in the charity are cheering on the one game. <to double.
laughs> Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. So
a last-second bad beat.
Oh, my God.
Norm's just watching the TV, blinking.
Not saying a word.
An abortion. Damn it.
They just shepherd all the homeless people back out onto the street.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Y'all. We almost won 1.2. But...
They give them like a Fire Fest cheese sandwich on the way out, though. Like, just eat that. You'll be fine. There you go.
I can chase it with San Jose, Vegas here, guys.
You ready? Late night? I don't know. Like, Hawaii's playing late night.
Yeah, we can win
the rainbows.
Hawaii's about to kick off.
Yeah, late game.
How many double or nothing, all-in Hawaii football bets have been made through the years?
Way too many.
I was trying to get back.
Yeah. Come on, June Jones, let them have it. Okay, so what's the total money raised like through the years now for Jub Jam?
We are right at a little over $1.5 million. Our goal tonight's to get to 3. So after tonight, we'll be up over 1.8. So we're getting close to 2 million.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, thank you. And it, you know, I mean, it started with that first one where I'm begging people to call in all my friends. And I think the first one, and we thought it was pretty good. We raised $18,000. We're like, okay,
heck right, yeah,
we're moving, you know.
Right.
And then we just kept building and building. And now, and you guys have been here for these. I mean, we've had Jack Ingram and Pat Green and Randy Rogers. Cody Jinks plays tonight for the second time at this event. Man, y'all do him wrong with just playing that as a sounder. He has so many great songs, and he's the greatest guy. I don't think anybody on the
stage.
I know it's Ham. I don't think anybody on the station realizes how big Cody is. He is about to go from the Great Northwest to the Northeast with Five Finger Death Punch on a huge tour. He is big, 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 big.
I love the fact that Cody is rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like, there is
But that. Some of his songs are very old school country.
I know.
He's got a lot of country fans.
But, I mean, the guy.
Ham, I'm going to walk back to the studio right now. And
he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. But he's rock and roll, and I think that's kind of badass that they're going out with that band, too. Like, it's such a cool vibe.
Yes, he started in metal, you know, with Pantera and all those guys. And then he also grew up a country fan, so he writes a great song. And Courtney Patton's here tonight. I don't know if you heard her sound check. Her voice is unbelievable. Isaac Hoskins, you guys know him. Of course, you know Bobby.
We just heard your sound check. It took up the majority of our show.
Sorry. Well, y'all weren't carrying it, were you? You didn't have the stage line.
No.
People were pretty excited, though, that you were going to be on the show.
They didn't care.
Yeah, we had promoted it.
I would like to promote this. If you're not coming tonight, you can just go to thesenior source.org right now.
Okay.
And you can click on Jub Jam and then click on the auction. You can bid on some of the silent auction items. National championship game in Las Vegas is up there. All sorts of experiences, playing golf with me, dinner with Norm, who we just talked about, losing everything for his charity one time, hypothetically. And, there's a awesome hour with me and Donnie, Frozen Awesomes, at happy hour, and then have dinner with us at Desperados.
What a great idea that is.
Oh, man, that's going to be so fun.
I want that.
Okay, bid on that.
Yeah.
But all of those proceeds go to the Senior Source. And if you just want to donate, there's a donate button there. If you just want to donate $10, if you want to donate $10,000, we don't care. Either way, it's going to be great. And Bob is younger, and Davey's younger, so they haven't been through this as much as you and I have, Corby.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awesome to have somebody like the Senior Source that looks out for the elderly. And you and your crew did a great job looking after your parents, and we try to do the best for our parents. Not everybody has that. It is so sad in this country now where, you know, my parents are getting old. I guess they're going to put themselves in a home, or I don't know. I've seen
a lot
some of those
people
cases.
Don't have kids.
Right. Like, what do they do?
Right.
And a lot of times they go way too long before they start getting help, a caregiver at home, or if they, you know, get into a facility. So We are, I heard the stat today, we are 44th in funding senior care in the United States here in Texas.
Jeez. Really?
Yeah. We are way behind. We need help from our state government, and we need help from just the, like everything else, it's up to us.
Yeah.
And it's up to us and your own family. I think we need a dynamic shift in this country of, yeah, it's fine if our parents come live with us. And for some reason, we make fun of some cultures. Oh, yeah, they're so-and-so, and they have three generations living in that house. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good for the kids. That's excellent for the grandparents in that.
Yeah, Reggie White told us about that.
He did?
Yeah. The Hispanics, they sometimes have three generations in one home.
There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that, and I wish...
It's amazing what the Hispanics do.
Hey, Reggie White's joining
us.
It is.
And I wish more people would do that. I hope my kids do that with me and not just put me out in
they won't.
Some pasture somewhere.
They're just going to push you down with a stick.
They have to go live with Bob.
They're not going
to
put you in a pasture.
Go live with the cows.
Can I come stay with you and Sally?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it would make football friends easier every week.
Don't have to go anywhere for this.
Have to have bunk beds with Swagra, though.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great.
She's going to outlive everyone.
Just don't expect to touch the remote.
We'll get really into Chicago Fire and Chicago Hope.
Chicago
George, congrats on everything.
Thank
you
for being here.
You're the best, George.
Tonight's going to be a big night.
It is. It's going to be a great... The music tonight is just going to be off the charts good. In addition to our sound checks, I heard everybody else's, and it was really good.
Okay.
It was really good.
All right. Well, you may have another sound check, too, just to maybe test the bass.
You know, I didn't really like the way my E string sounded.
It was like Gordo out there. You know, I don't know about this. Let me go buy a new guitar.
Man,
I'll be back in 30 minutes.
He has so many guitars, but you know what? He knows a lot more than the average Joe about sound and stuff, that I don't even hear.
I know.
He will point it out and I go, oh, yeah, I guess
he's
so.
He's too in tune.
Yeah.
Right?
Ask Killer. He's always hovering over Killer's shoulder going, oh, EQ that a little bit, put a little more high end on that.
look at Killer. All right, dude, have fun tonight.
Thank y'all.
Congrats.
Thanks for being here.
There he goes. The
Party.
Big man.